College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know summertime just ended, right? I know that it is still in the high 70s, will be 80 degrees for parts of next week. But it is already time to start talking about flu season. I was at the pediatrician's office, Central Pediatrics, with Dr. Lawrence Morrissey and Dr. Heidi Hubbard twice just last week. We have already missed school because my kids were coughing and, you know, the normal breathing treatments would not stop the cough or contain it. I don't know if you could hear while I was broadcasting this show. Last hour, my son Daniel had a coughing fit. He is now upstairs in his room being monitored by his sister on a breathing treatment. I said all that to say, cold and flu season is right around the corner. And our kids are coming together in school, on the soccer field. We are enjoying one another's company at any number of events. And we have to make sure that they are safe and protected. What do we do to prepare for that? I want to bring in Dr. Daniel Fick, Chief Medical Officer of Hy-Vee. Dr. Fick, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show today.
Well, you know, as always, it's my pleasure.
And I thank you for taking some time out of your Saturday. I know you are extremely busy and you have a lot of stuff going on, but we got to talk about this cold and flu season because it is not going to be a joke. Like I said, I've already been to the doctor twice in 1 week with two different children. It's real right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it depends year to year on what happens with our respiratory viruses. And boy, it seems like August hit, and even though it was hot in most parts of the country, it was sure acting like the middle of winter because we saw a significant increase in all the respiratory viruses, not just, you know, we think of COVID and influenza, but there's the other RSV viruses and then the parainfluenza and adenoviruses, and they just seem to jump on all of us all of a sudden.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think, you know, we're coming out of summer, so we're out of practice, right? We're out of step. I was not prepared. Talk to me about what we can start doing to get our families and our kids ready for this cold and flu season.
Yeah, so usually when we get back, the kids get back to school, there's activities, we're in rooms, parents are getting together, there's sporting events, there's musical events, and it just brings people together and increases our risk of spreading the virus amongst ourselves. So the two vaccines that are out there, we think of influenza and COVID. And influenza, every year the CDC makes their best guesstimate of the strains that will be floating around, and they put those in a vaccine. So the vaccines have three. Some of the vaccines have four, but most that most people take have three strains in there, and it's two influenza A and one influenza B. Takes about 2 weeks to get your immunity. So right now we're in the sweet spot. We suggest people get it between, you know, the September and get it done by the end of October so that when the influenza hits, you've got your immunity. And, you know, everyone 6 months and above in Minnesota, if you're three and above, you can get a vaccine at Hy-Vee, no appointment necessary. You can walk in. But you can get, you know, every year there's different things circulating, and influenza is more, it's harder on our very young and our very old, people that are pregnant women, people that have immune compromise, people that have pulmonary and cardiac illnesses. And it's unfortunate because every year children, grade school, elementary, junior high age, even high school, around the country die of influenza and they're not vaccinated. So it's a very simple procedure. It's very mature. It used to be some people were worried that if they have egg allergies, that's probably not going to turn out to be the case. But even if you do, there are viruses that are not grown in eggs that won't cause the reaction. Our elderly people above 65, you like to see a stronger dose. So that's sort of a double dose that we recommend people, because the immune system's a little bit weaker as you get older. So, you know, again, it's a very known vaccine. There aren't going to be any surprises. Millions of people get them every year. And the advantage is that, so even if the CDC does a really good job and picks the right vaccines to put in the strains to put in the vaccine, you know, there's still possibilities of getting influenza. So at best, they drop the incidence about half. So individually, when you get the vaccine, it's not 100% guarantee. But I always think of things in half. And what it'll do is, even if you get, it's going to cut your severity in half, cut your length in half. And what the vaccines really do is dramatically decrease your risk of being hospitalized and your risk of death. So it's not really designed to be that you'll never get any symptoms.
Right.
But if you've been vaccinated and you happen to pick up influenza, your risk of going to the hospital, having a severe injury or illness and death is dramatically decreased. So that's really why we want to have people get vaccinated for influenza.
You know, especially for kids like mine, and you touched on this earlier, who are immunocompromised. You know, they have asthma. They have some allergy problems. They get sick sooner than other children. They have, some other ailments and that they're struggling with already. To add this layer of protection on top of that to keep them safe, especially, you know, as the temperature start turning and we get close and we get indoors and we're not able to open the windows and we are inside effectively until next May, they're going to be protected. And like you said, it gives us time to get it in our system, get it working, get us safe and protected so that we can go out and it's not that we're not going to get it. It's not that we're not going to get sick, but we're not going to die. I like living. I know Jesus. I just don't want to meet him today. And so these vaccines and this immunity is really going to help us, you know, have a better quality of life and be safer, especially during this flu season, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned your children, and, you know, really the asthma and the allergies is a heightened response, a heightened inflammatory response to everyday things. And when you throw an infection on top of it and their body gets very ramped up and their immune system ramped up, and the inflammation ramped up, you know, a lot of times it's 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, it equals 5. And all of a sudden our children are really sick, and it happens very quickly.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you are helping this to get the word out. Now, again, tell folks who may be just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Daniel Fick, Chief Medical Officer at Hy-Vee. If folks are listening and they thinking, okay, I got to go get this vaccine. Do I need an appointment? Is it going to cost me money? Can I just walk into a Hy-Vee store throughout the Twin Cities and get this shot and get my family safe? Or do I need to pay something? Or do I have to wait until Monday? How does this all work?
Yeah, so in Minnesota at Hy-Vee 3 and above, you don't need an appointment. But if you go online and make the appointment, you can fill out some of your paperwork in advance and pick a time, so you may not have to wait at all. So I usually go online, put in my information, pick a time so that I can drop in when it's convenient for me. You know, all insurances, I shouldn't say all, 99% of insurances cover vaccines. And if your insurance doesn't, there are state programs that will pay for that. So there's no money concern when it becomes, particularly with children vaccines, you know, if your insurance doesn't cover, then states will, because it's so important. I mean, the influenza has been around for a long time, and, you know, now we're still battling COVID, and, you know, COVID's only been around a few years, and it's going to take 10 years before it settles down into a regular pattern. And it's, you know, changing very quickly. So the original vaccines were for the Delta variant, You know, then we moved on to the Omicron, the previous ones, XBB, and now it's JN1. So with the COVID vaccine now, it's really not a booster. It's a new vaccine.
Okay.
And so even if you've got one years ago, you know, this new one is one that I recommend everybody getting.
Okay. All right. Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the show to talk about this. Folks are riding around with their kids, you know, and it's a Saturday. They're out of school. This is a good time to just stop on by, get that shot, get that immunity, because we want to make sure our kids are safe and protected, especially, you know, as temperatures get colder, windows shutter, and they're inside until May. Dr. Fick, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate talking with you.
So all right, don't day. You too, and don't be a stranger. If something comes up, what happens, or you see a trend going on, or there's something that you think that my listeners and the folks in the great state of Minnesota need to know about, please pick up the phone and give me a call. I would be more than happy to have you back on.
All right. Thank you very much.